Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. Give us your name and where you're calling from this morning.
Good morning, Cleveland, Ohio. Charles E. Bibb Sr.
Good morning. This is Kendra Carter from Maryland.
Welcome to the Master's Call. Who else joined us this morning? Good morning, good morning. I heard several times come on the line. If you want to give your name and where you're calling from, this is the Master's Call. Let us know where you're calling from this morning.
Good morning. This is Jessica from Chicago.
Good morning, good morning. Chicago in the house. We're represented all over the U.S. Anyone else hasn't given their name or where they're calling from, please feel free to do so. You have joined the Master's Call this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. Give us your name and where you're calling from this April morning.
Good morning. This is Tia from Chicago.
Good morning, good morning. Chicago in the house again. Who else hasn't given us your name and where you're calling from? You're on the Master's Call.
Good morning. This is Tiffany from Columbia, South Carolina.
Good morning, my sister Tiffany. Shout out to you this morning. Good morning. Anyone else hasn't given your name or where you're calling from? Go ahead and do so. Oh, we welcome you, welcome you, welcome you to the Master's Call. This is the Master's Call again where we get up early in the morning all across the U.S. Give us your name and where you're calling from this Monday. Well, we thank each and every one of you. We're so delighted for those of you who are new, who are returning, who are the faithful to the Master's Call this morning. My name is Tammy, and I am reading you from South Carolina. We want to thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we want to say welcome to the Master's Call. We are going to go before our Father, the Lord and Savior in Christ. We're going to go before the throne of grace before we get this call started this morning so that we can clear the airways, so that we can have a blessed, blessed call, amen, so that we can receive the word of God. We're going to allow this last person to give their name and where they're calling from, and we're going to go to the throne room. Okay, well, we bless you. We welcome you, welcome you. If you want to give your name and where you're calling from, go ahead and do so. We're going to go into prayer. Well, thank you so much. I see our godmother, Dorothy Cook, has joined us on the line, and we're so delighted to have you. And so we're going to go before our Father, before his throne of grace this morning. Everyone who's on the line, we're going to cover you in prayer this morning. Thank you, Father God, as we come before your throne of grace this morning, Lord God. We come humbly, Father God, but boldly, knowing that we can come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We can come before your throne of grace for help, Lord God. In our time of need, Lord, we can be assured that we shall receive it. Father, we thank you, Lord God, this morning for waking us up. Lord, we want to thank you for a new day. Father, we want to thank you for this last quarter, Lord God. We know that you're still moving. Father, we know that you're still in the midst of every situation, Lord God. Oh, we just thank you, Lord God, because we know that you are the first God. We know that you are the last, Father God, and there is no God besides you. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for breathing breath in our life, Lord God. We thank you for the health and strength, Lord God. We thank you for all of the blessings, for being our provider, for being our healer, for being our redeemer this morning, Father God. We want to thank you, Lord God, that we can stand right now and say that we command this day, Lord God. We take authority over this day in the name of Jesus, Father God, and we just command every element to line up according to your divine purpose and your creation. Father, we want to bless, Lord God. We want you to bless Artists International, Father God. Oh, God, the company, Lord God, founders, the DS De Leon founders, Lord God. We want you to continue to give them visions, Lord. Give them dreams, Lord God. Teach them your ways in the way that they should go so they'll have good prosperity and good success, Father. We want you to bless, Lord God, our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, we thank you that you're faithful, Lord God. We know that you're a covenant-keeping God. Hallelujah. We know you keep them in your hands, Father God. We know that your angels take charge over them, Lord. We know that you build them up and keep them under the almighty wings, Father. We thank you, Lord, for every caller on this line, Lord God, for the new ones and the returning faithful ones, Lord God. We thank you that you're sending a rhema word through Dr. Vanessa this morning, Lord God. Pour into her, God, as she's been such a faithful servant and poured out into your people, Father. We want to thank you for that blessing of the word that you'll come forth on today. Father, we take command of this atmosphere right now. And Satan, we put you on notice that you have no right, huh? You have no priority. You have no authority, huh? Because my God has given us all authority and power over the enemy. So we take command over the atmosphere. And we receive the word today. It shall come forth bold, unhindered, unshaken, unbound. Father, we thank you for this word that we shall receive. Bless each and every one under the sound of my voice as we move forward with this call. It is in Jesus' holy and precious name that we pray. Amen, amen, amen. And I will turn the call over to my sister in Christ, Minister Tiffany. Minister Tiffany, go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Tammy, for that introduction and for spiritual. Can you guys hear me out there?
We hear you loud and clear.
Thank you. To God be the glory. I want to just say thank you guys for joining us on the Master's Call this morning. We greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and we hope all of you had an awesome weekend. Today is Monday, October the 1st, the beginning of the last quarter of 2012, where all is well in 2012, and we bless God for each of you. We thank you for dialing in to the Master's Call. We invite you to visit our website, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. If you would like to send in any prayer requests or any praise reports, or you would like to be an intercessor or a speaker on the Master's Call, please use our Gmail address, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and we will definitely respond to you. We want to keep in mind that immediately following this call is the Motivation Call with Platinum President Godmother Dorothy Cook, and that number is 605-475-4700, and the PIN code is 476-895 pound. For all of the artist distributors out there, the end of the month for September has been extended, so you could still take advantage of the promotions that are going on. Remember, there are extra points going on, so if you want to elevate to the next level, go ahead and make sure you do your two experiences today and get your orders in today. So we thank you, thank you, thank you, and we're going to go ahead and clear the floor right now for the mighty word of God to come forth. This speaker this morning, she is no stranger to this call. She happens to be one of the founders. She hails from Dallas, Texas, by way of Prairie View, where she has so affectionately been caring and seeing after her parents, and we praise God for her, and we continue to celebrate with her the life of her father, who will remain in many hearts forever. She is a prophetess. She is a pastor. She is a sister. She is a daughter. She is a friend and a mentor for so many. So it is my honor, my privilege and pleasure to bring to you this morning none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at this time. Dr. Vanessa, the floor is yours.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning, good morning, good morning to our entire Master's Call family. We praise God for each and every one of you joining us on this magnificent Monday, and to God be the glory. We are so excited about what we see God doing in us and through us. With this call, it is just growing, and we just praise God for each and every one of you. And this morning, I'm honored to be back in the saddle and just keep continuing to lift myself and my family up in prayer. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. And this morning, there is a word from the Lord. I preached my own self happy yesterday to our congregation, and I just know that it will be a blessing to many of you all today. I'm going to talk this morning on the topic of be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Our text comes from a very, very familiar passage, and as you go to Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 11, many of you all have studied that through the years. Want to thank Tammy for greeting God's people and seating them and that awesome prayer which clears the atmosphere and making preaching easy, and our sunshine, Miss Tiffany, for hosting the call today. But I want us to stay focused and faithful this month, because there's some nuggets from the throne room we need to grasp and understand. And if you go to Ephesians 6, and chapter 6, verses 10 and 11, Paul was writing to the church at Ephesus, and it says, "Finally, my brethren," and of course our sister are included in that too, "be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Finally, his closing remark, his reminder to all God's people, be strong. Be strong. Not think about it, not wish, not hope, but speaking it into our spirits. Be strong. How? In the Lord. Not a solo mission. When we climb into those realms of the Spirit, it's always in the Lord. And in His power, His dunamis power, in which we get dynamite because we walk in the exousia authority of God and His might. Don't be a spiritual streaker. Put on the whole armor. Get dressed every day from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Why? So that you will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And many of you have been on these calls for a while now. I love acronyms, and I love to anchor God's word in our heart and our spirit. And when I was thinking of strong, God dropped it to my spirit. Stand tall, receiving obedience, meaning God's word, and nurture your gifts. Stand strong, receiving the obedience, nurturing your gifts. See, we've got to not be milquetoast Christians anymore, not just happy to be there, not having to run to the prayer warriors or the mother of the church or to the pastor, but knowing that everything we need is within us. God's 1 John 4:4. Boy, if I didn't learn any other scripture during my days at Oral Roberts University, they drilled into us. I can see Oral Roberts standing over us in chapel right now reminding us, greater is He that is in you than He that is in the world. What are you saying, Dr. V? Reminding yourself, the Holy Ghost is inside of you and all of heaven is backing you up. Greater is He that is in you against any fiery dart that the enemy may hurl at you. The devil doesn't fight fair. Get that. Understand that. Stop all whys. This is a game of strategy. And we've read the back of the book, and praise God, we win. Be strong in the Lord. Now, may I also say to many of you, because I haven't been ministering on the call lately, Happy New Year. Yep, that's what I said. Happy New Year to each and every one of you this morning. See, most of us look at October as the beginning of the last quarter of the year, and that's true, this October 1st. But it's also a new beginning for us who all call ourselves Christians, followers of Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior was a Jew, and He died being called the King of Jews. But unfortunately, many Christians go right past this season because we've not been taught our true history as Christians. And you know, I'm a prophetic teacher, and let me quickly explain why this is the new year for every believer on this phone this morning. And yes, Jesus did observe these special days, and the least we should do is know about them. Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, is one of the two Jewish high holy days. It's the first day, holy day of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Yom Kippur was this past September 26th, and it falls 10 days after Rosh Hashanah on the 10th of Tishri, September 16th, and it means head of the year. It means head of the year, the first day of the Jewish year. It's the anniversary of the creation of Adam and Eve, the first man and woman, and their first actions toward the realization of mankind's role in God's world. Now, the purpose of Yom Kippur is to bring about reconciliation between individuals and God, reconciling us back to God after the fall. And according to the Jewish tradition, it's also the day when God decides the fate of each human being. Now, although Yom Kippur, which was this past September 26th, is an intense holiday, it's nevertheless viewed as a happy day. Why? Because if one has observed the holiday properly, by the end of Yom Kippur, they will have made peace with others and with God. That compromise, that covenant between you and God. So if you didn't know about it, God knows our heart. Let's just make it right now. This is October 1st, so we can still get it right. You know, for those of us who go by the Gregorian calendar, January, we're saying Happy New Year the whole month. So we still got time. If you haven't made it right, do so. Because, see, we all are in agreement, the contract, the covenant with God. When we do all that we can do, then we are correctly positioned to believe our God will do all we cannot do. Why October, this time, this season, also so important? Because it's one of the most active times in the spiritual realm of demonic activity because of Halloween. That is like the Christmas for the satanic world. Starting next week, on Mondays, we're going to be bringing about a biblical and historical teaching this month about Halloween, and most importantly, to teach the body of Christ how to walk in wisdom and in the power of the Lord. So again, our text. So let's talk about today how to be strong in the Lord. Well, let's start with that S of being strong. First, we got to stand on the Word of God. God's Word is what forever will stand. Not our feelings, not our opinions. Culture changes. Viewpoints change. But God's Word is foundationally always true. And another S is we got to speak on what you know is the truth. Remember, the fact may be cancers in your body. The fact may be your change is strange and your money is a little funny right now. The fact may be that kids are out there acting like they got hit with a stupid stick. But decree the truth of the Lord that you're an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb. All that that God will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Use your words. Speak. Atmosphere. Activate it with the Word of God. Dispatch our ministering angels in Hebrews 11. And they only react and act according to the Word. Another S is seed faith. You know, I'm from ORU and we're big on seed faith. I taught last week about all you need is a seed. Every idea, everything begins with a seed. That's why the Word tells us, do not despise small beginnings. Don't get offended or upset if folks don't get with you. Plant the seeds that God told you in good soil and watch it grow to that mighty oak tree. And then study God's Word and his ways so you'll know him for yourself. We can't keep saying we're Christians and we love God with all our heart, and we don't know what the Word says about us. We don't study it. We study fashion magazines, sports statistics, the latest trends of everything else. But we've got to study God's Word. That's the eternal truth that'll destroy every yoke. The T in being strong in the Lord. Stand tall, as Ephesians 6 tells us in that 10th verse. Tall in your spirit. Tall in your thoughts, tall in your expectations. The Holy Ghost inside of you will posture you and you'll feel all of the heavenly host backing you up, knowing that in God all things are possible. And when you're standing tall, that other T is you have a heart of thanksgiving, a spirit of thanksgiving in your heart and in your thoughts. It's a thankful heart. God, I thank you. The blood. God, I thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. God, I thank you for the resources that you bring into my life, the divine opportunity, the strategic hookups that you bring me. And then I'm a trust in you. Mm-hmm. That other T we know from Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 tells us to trust in the Lord, to lean not on our own understanding, because a lot of stuff is too big for us, and we've got to walk by faith and not by sight. Faith sees when your carnal, natural eyes can't see. The faith of God sees. So trust in God's promises, because they are yea and amen. Settle that this morning. Settle that this first day of our Happy New Year. And the last T is it takes time to become strong. It's a process. We got to work our faith muscles sometimes. When you put a seed in the ground, don't expect to harvest the next day. It takes time for God to germinate some stuff in us. It takes time. Let me go talk about me. Some of us on this line are so deep and wonderful, we won't be honest. See, I'll be honest. In my BC days before Christ, I didn't just curse you out. I cussed you out like a sailor with a smile, very prolifically, very strategically. And when I got the real revelation that bitter and sweet doesn't come out the same system, God, I said, you're going to have to help me with my little extra explicitives. And he started saying, if you're serious, see, I'll give you other words. See, you don't need to say that four-letter word. And I ain't talking about hope or love. See, I'm going to give you sugar. Oh, Father, thank you. What the heaven do you want? You know, he'll help you if you want to be helped. And then we're remembering today to be strong in the Lord. Why? Because we're going to stand tall receiving obedience as we nurture our gifts. The R, we're going to receive from God. How? By staying in his presence. In his presence is fullness and joy. And we'll be refreshed as we stay in his presence. When you're in his presence, you can learn to resist the temptations of evil and receive encouragement from others. You know, I tell you, my favorite book is James, the common sense book. James was Jesus' half-brother, and he saw all the saints and the angels. He says, resist the devil. First, you got to what? Submit unto the Lord in James 4:7. And then you can resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Another R when we're being strong is to remind yourself of your past victories while you look forward to your future triumphs. Oh, let me say that again. You got to remind your own self, like David had to encourage himself. Remind yourself of your past victories while you look forward to your future triumphs. Keep that attitude of gratitude by rejoicing in the Lord always. Get your praise on. Lift your hands. Open your mouth. Shift the atmosphere when you're feeling apathetic and agitated. All open your mouth and wave your hands, and I swear to you, a praise break will change the situation. And that last R is righteous thinking produces a righteous lifestyle. See, rehearse righteousness daily as you receive instructions in an atmosphere of peace, which is found in God's word. Joshua 1:8 tells us to meditate on the word day and night. When you have the word meditated in you, the righteousness of God will come out of you. All the O in being strong in the Lord is in our lives have order and overcoming faith, which comes from the Holy Spirit. Order and overcoming faith, which comes from the Holy Spirit. How do you get order? Obedience produces the order of God in our lives. Being obedient to God's word in 1 Samuel 15, that 22nd verse, familiar to all. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Don't be all excited for all the things you sacrifice and you still got blatant sins in your life, the elephant in the room. And we know that it doesn't matter to be obedient in one area and no, we're off track in others. A little leaven, leaven's the whole loaf. And then overcoming faith defeats fear and it drives out failure. In Revelation 12:11, I quote it over my own life every day. Oh, we were overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and how the word of our testimony. And the rest of that verse says that you're not going to be afraid even unto death. See, as the martyrs for the faith of Jesus Christ. And we know we are overcomers because we're going to stay optimistic, believing if we do our part, God will definitely do his part. We'll see the glass half full, not half empty. We'll speak what the truth of God's word says, that I'm the healed, that I'm whole, that I have everything I need, that my family is blessed. We won't keep concentrating on the failure. Oh, be strong in the Lord, standing tall, receiving his obedience as we nurture the gifts. The end is the nurturing and daily doing what is necessary for success. We've got to nurture and nourish. In other words, feed the seeds of greatness inside of you daily. Feed the seeds of greatness inside of you daily. There's greatness inside of each of every one of us. I'm speaking to those gifts. Quit letting them lie dormant. Quit being a holy hater. What have other folks got? God got some great, ooh, that English. God has some greatness in you. You line up and do what God has anointed you to do, but do what is necessary for strength. Keep the main thing the main thing. If you're only anointed in that area, stay in that lane. Do what is necessary in God's gym of faith. Work those faith muscles by keeping the main thing the main thing. Then the other end, then new strength will come each day as you stay consistent doing the necessary things. Even with us staying consistent with our Transform 90, our bodies start lining up, the weight starts coming off, we start feeling better, looking better. When you're consistent to decree and declare your affirmations every day, we see the breakthrough anointing flow in our lives. And lastly, the G, guard the gifts. Guard the gifts. Keep your personal and intimate relationship with God always growing and glowing. The fire of the Holy Ghost, the Jehovah Makedesh, burning on the inside. Then people will see the countenance of God on the outside. Grow in the place you've been planted. Gain strength where you are standing. Learn to abide and abase in the things of God. Your joy, let it come from the Holy Ghost inside, not moved by the circumstances. And then give God your best. Give God your best, and he will make you strong with all the rest. First, like a tithe, give God your best. And then the last is give God all the glory as his strength works in you and through you. It isn't about me. It isn't about you. It's about us pointing people to the glory of God, pointing people to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today, decide that you're going to be strong in the Lord. You're going to in your gym and have your workout of faith and build those faith muscles that will endure any and every fiery dart of the enemy. You're going to stand tall and you're going to receive the obedience of the instructions from God, and you're going to nurture them in your spirit and let the gifts of God flow out of you. I decree in our lives today, we see ourselves, our spirit man, standing strong, knowing it's already done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Miss Tiffany.
Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that mighty word of God. If you have missed any part of this message, then I invite you to utilize our callback number. The replay number is 712-432-1085. PIN code number is the same PIN code number that you used to dial into the call this morning. At this time, I would like to ask Elder Robin if she would come to the line and seal this message and pray over our prayer request, and then we'll go ahead and close out the call. Are you there, Elder Robin?
Tiffany,
Elder
can
Robin,
you hear me?
Yes, I can
yes.
Now. Go ahead.
Okay. Praise God. Be strong in the Lord. Amen. Woo. Thank you, Lord. I receive that. I receive that. And, Father, because of your word and your word that will not return void unto you, I thank you that the TMC family, we are anointed. We are powerful in and only through you, Lord God. We are a joint heir with Jesus, and we are more than a conqueror. I thank you that we are doers of your word, and we're going to channel your blessings through us to be imparted into others, Father. Lord, I thank you that you're the one who gives us the power to get well. And as we continue to dwell in that secret place, the secret place of the Most High God, you are revealing yourself to us, Lord. Show us what we need to do so that there is more of you and less of us. We are not going to be afraid of the snare that comes from the flower, from the fowler or the evil one, Father, because no plague is coming near our dwelling. You've given your angels charge over us, and they are keeping us in all of our ways. They are bearing us up so that we don't dash our feet against any type of stones or hindrances. We are a chosen generation, and we are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation, Lord, and we are a peculiar person. So show us what that means, Lord, not to just be speaking words that we don't understand. We come to you and ask you to reveal your word as we continue to learn more about you in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that your people are blessed. They are healed by the stripes of Jesus. And you sent anything that has a name bow to the authority of Jesus. And that goes for cancer, diabetes, heart disease, nosebleeds, depression, any type of spot or blemish, Lord God. It has not come from you, and it must go. It must bow to the name of Jesus. Thank you for the woman of God, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for filling her to overflowing with all of you. Thank you, Lord God, that she is blessed, and she is a blessing that is blessing others in the mighty name of Jesus. Back to you, Tiffany.
Thank you, Elder Robin, for sealing this word and this call out in prayer this morning. We thank each of you who have dialed into the TMC call this morning. Remember, this is a month of celebration for the TMC call, and this is the beginning of our last quarter of the year. So go out there and make it happen for you and your family. Make sure that you are a mighty minister in the marketplace, and we will hear you on the line on tomorrow. Have a blessed day. We love you. Goodbye for now.